This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
December the 4th of 2024, live from our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. Overcast skies, 27 degrees. It is the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can join us again as every day by giving us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. And coming up in the second hour of the show, we will have our visit with Sean Wright from the Grand Theater, as we do every other Wednesday. Again, it's December, and it's always a very busy time at the Grand Theater. We'll find out about some of the huge shows that Sean and the good folks over at the Grand are bringing in. That's coming up early in hour number two. Then later on at 9:34, we'll have our monthly Good News Project spot. And today we'll be joined by Ruleen Gartner of Good News Project, and hopefully you were able to make a donation during Giving Tuesday to Good News Project and other terrific nonprofits here in North Central Wisconsin. We have across the way our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And sitting across from me, joining me as he does every other Wednesday for the first hour of the program, is Mr. Bob Look. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, to you guys. And and a happy belated birthday to yeah. Chad, who has had a birthday a couple days ago. Travel out there is a bit slippery. Yeah. We also had an accident out on Highway 51, I-39, around the Rib Mountain area. That traffic is slow. If you can avoid that this morning, if you can maybe back off, if you have to do something, some running, some errands, maybe give yourself an extra hour or two. Don't head out on the road while you're cleaning that up, because you got your morning rush hour running into a little bit of an accident, and hopefully everything's okay and people not injured. But slick out there, and it's like about one of the first times that you're getting out on the roads during actual rush hour time with the slickery on the roadways, and a lot of people tend to forget.
You're exactly right.
A little different driving.
It's been a while. I mean, it really has been a while. And even last year, we didn't have as many of these kind of days as well last year. So, again, everybody, just get back into the swing of things. Make sure you get where you're going here this morning. We have plenty to talk about in the next hour. And I wanted to start off with, because it's local, and as somebody that works in the media, we've, I think, been through it. I think anybody that's been in this business has had those moments where you're coming to work and you're told to go into your boss office, and all of a sudden you have a job, and then all of a sudden you don't, and there's no chance to even say goodbye to your listeners, and they don't hear from you, and it's almost as though it's almost like you've never been there, because that's the way in the media they don't want you they don't want you talking about, because they try to sell you as the buddy across the street, and then all of a sudden the buddy across the street is like, where do they go? Then nobody tells you anything. But again, I don't know all the details on what's going on. It's been coming out in the last day or so, but one of our great media traditions, Channel 9. I mean, as long as I was raised in this area. I've been around here for, 50 years, and Channel 9 always was a big presence, Channel 7, other media, but it looks like, I would say it looks like they are winding things down, because a major staff shakeup, veterans, people that we've come to know and trust, and people that have been at events and covering news and sports and everything else, a number of folks were let go. And if you turned on the news last night or this morning, you see a big portion coming out of Madison. And I know that you've been in that situation. I've been in this situation. Yeah. I feel for them. And I also feel for our community. And I feel for our country in a big picture, because it's not just Wausau. I think they're probably the Allen stations, because they had these pictures. They had a picture from the camera in Wausau. They had a picture of the camera in Eau Claire.
We're covering you. You had a camera on.
Exactly. Because, and then they went back.
You got a camera right there.
and then they went back. Back to their Madison studios and saying, "Hey, I'm so and so." They had the normal male anchor, they had the more normal female anchor, and it's like nothing ever happened. They had the same kind of set, but it was not out of Wausau, it was out of Madison. But I just think this is another it's a sad moment. I feel for everybody involved in this, including the community.
Well, again, I always go back to the original thing of getting a license to operate a television station and or radio station. You're supposed to be serving the public, or serving the name of the location in your permit to be on the public, quote unquote, public airwaves. And I've lived by this, being around as long as I've, me and Moses, we were in radio together way back when.
Back in the tin can days.
Right, yeah. Back in the early Christian eras. But the point being is that you were supposed to be serving your communities, and by gutting your force that's even cover things, be it, maybe mundane or maybe ho-hum, but it's important, because that's what makes communities go. Those village board meetings, or those city common council meetings, or their town meetings, or whatever. And then all of a sudden, people, something they don't like, hey, how did that happen? Well, you wouldn't have known about it, because there's so much a lack of the local coverage, and it's virtually impossible for all those meetings and all the details and that to get out to the public. And again, the local governments, saying, "Well, we run a video or of the proceedings." I says, "Yeah, well, there's maybe about a handful of folks who are really diving into that." Not having a media presence, whether it be newspaper, radio, television, or whatever, to at least keep an eye on what's happening and saying, what, they're going to be raising our taxes 10%? Doesn't that get people's attention?
Well, we got major stories that we're going to be talking about. The consolidation of the elementary schools in Wausau continues to be a story that obviously it would be covered much differently when, back when we were younger. This reminds me what happened with the Wausau Daily Herald. Remember where you could pick up the Herald, you'd have this thick newspaper every single day, you'd have major stories on based on what's happening in Rothschild, Wausau, Schofield, whatever
within
it may be.
Comfortable driving distance.
And then you would have stories, in your sports section about local area athletes every single day, and you would have a connection with your community that way. And we saw that gutted, and it's never recovered. You do have others that try to replace it, but it's never been at the same level that it used to be. And I think that we've seen over the years where Channel 7 and Channel 9 obviously compete for viewership, and part of that is by trying to provide the best local coverage. And now all of a sudden, when you lose one of those, I think it trickles down to what the other side does as well. Maybe they feel like they don't have to invest as much as well, and it continues to trickle down. And in a system like we have, where it's based on having an electorate, citizenry that is connected with the issues to be able to make the decisions to decide who they're going to send to represent them at these meetings and such, it is a trickle down effect, and much in the same effectiveness as trickle down economics.
Yeah. But also, the way people live with the people near them, the old saying, "Love thy neighbor as thyself," how many people out there know your neighbors? How many people know who lives right, other than maybe, some guy and his wife and a couple of kids,
right.
Or just an older couple that lives over here. You know their names, or you have any kind of, anything. I try to know my neighbors because it only helps, if you're maybe heading, out for vacation or maybe a week out of town,
mm-hmm.
Hey, do you mind keeping an eye on the house? And if you see somebody around there that, nobody's supposed to be doing anything around there, okay, I'll keep an eye out for you. I mean, that's being a neighbor, neighborly. And I don't see that as much anymore. People don't know who their neighbors are. They don't even know who's,
our connections, on your block. Our connections are different. Our connections before, I would call it the technology boom,
mm-hmm.
Would be through human interaction. Now, all of a sudden, you can... I remember driving past John Muir Middle School recently.
Yeah.
It was right at the end of the school day. And I looked out, and there were kids waiting for their rides or the bus. And every one of them had their hands in their phone, not talking to each other.
Correct.
But their head. And it's the same for adults. We have our connections online. They have their messaging, or they can respond, with whatever they want, mm-hmm. on social media. Another point I want to make at the end of this segment is I've seen a lot of comments talking about, Melissa Langben, who's been, at Channel 9 for more than 30 years and just been a staple in our community. And I agree, it's not good at all that she's not able to leave on her own terms and we lose that experience. But I also think about the younger people that have lost their jobs.
Oh, the who people are just trying to get into
exactly,
this.
Exactly, because, again, we know the effect of those meetings when we're young and trying to build our careers and support our families and support ourselves. I just, yes, I saw, again, a number of people talk about Melissa, but think about those others that are just trying to break into this business who lost their job as well.
Well, when I started my professional broadcasting was at a little 3,000-watt FM, 250-watt AM station in Port Washington, Wisconsin. I started there part-time, working Sunday night, 6 p.m. till midnight. And that's how it all started. And then all of a sudden, the owner of the station, his news director, they had a disagreement or whatever. The news man took off, and the boss looked at me and said, "Hey, have you ever done news?" And I said, "Sure," which was not true. Mm-hmm. But he needed somebody. But I did take journalism classes in high school, and I did what I could. I did the job to get into the business. Those opportunities are getting farther, farther, and fewer between now.
And there used to be opportunities to learn, and now all of a sudden
you can have
gone
all
away.
The degrees in the world for mass communications or whatever, and ain't going to be any different than starting at that little station in the, beginning.
I know it. What's the best way to learn anything? Reps.
Do it.
And now people don't have those same opportunities. And
yeah.
it's a can that I could open up about, a lot of artistic people with the AI revolution and right. There's so much there. But we have to come back in a minute. We will be joined by Brittany Merlot next here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. and on the Civic Media app again if you would like to make your comments on what we were talking about. Again, the major changes on our media landscape here in North Central Wisconsin. Don't feel free to join us by giving us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And you can also use the Civic Media app. Real simple. Just download the app, open up the WXCO part of the app, and then you have a button to call, a button to text, a button to email, a button to listen, a button to go to our website. It's all there at our Civic Media app. It's also all there, the great information that you need, and somebody that's always getting the information out, whether it's the news and whether it's the weather, is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
It's a winter-like morning.
Yep.
A little bit of snow, a little bit of slickness out there. And again, as Bob was saying in the first segment, we're not kind of used to it yet. It's been a while since we've had to deal with a little bit of snow on the ground, and it looks like we may get even a little bit more snow on the ground, right?
Yes, 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 indeed. I mean, it does feel like a while. Last year, we got like one or two events, it feels like. Yeah. So almost feels like 2 years ago we were driving in some slippery conditions. It started to get slick last night. I was out there when those flurries were flying. Slippery, slippery, but I can hear the plows in the distance. I saw three of them in a row earlier this morning.
So yeah, I did too.
They are hard at work. Practice, right? Makes perfect, both for us and for them. And we've got more on the way. A huge cold front. Mm. It is going to just knock down the door as we go through the day today. So highs, we're pretty much feeling them right now. By about noon, this cold front will be pushing in. Winds are going to be gusting up to 40 miles per hour. It's going to be very, very cold and blustery as this drags our temperatures down to the single digits overnight tonight. And you put the winds on top of that. I mean, it's really going to be feeling like, well, actual temperatures will be about 17 degrees for most of the day today. But with the winds, probably feeling more like near zero. So tomorrow morning, it's going to be feeling more like maybe near negative 20. And then we'll warm up to the 20s, but the winds still stay strong. So we're going to be feeling like the teens all day tomorrow as well. So a cold stretch before we warm up over the weekend. And of course, a shot of snow as this cold front moves through, like you had mentioned, Chad. We're going to start to see that maybe around 11 to noon and kind of continuing till about 5 or 6 this evening. Nothing crazy in terms of accumulation here for us. We're on the south end of all that crazy lake effect, so we'll just get scattered on and off snow showers, probably a trace to a half an inch. Maximum would be an inch. I don't think we're going to see more than that. But up north, though, winter storm warnings off of Lake Superior. I think it's Vilas and Iron County. Even Ashland County is in winter weather advisory. They could get another half a foot to a foot just today.
Wow.
All right.
And the 40-mile-per-hour winds really jumps out to me. I mean, that front you were talking about that's moving through, that's what's causing it, right? Pretty active.
Yes, it's that front. So we've got this low-pressure system right now above Lake Superior, which is why it's still kind of breezy. But once that cold front drapes through from it, it is just going to blast us. And it's going to blow around some snowfall, too. So
right. If
it's snowing, it's going to be reduced visibility. You're going to see it blowing and drifting around. Maybe the plows having a little bit of trouble as we go through the evening, too, even from just a little bit. So probably expect some more slippery conditions as you head home this evening.
And always be prepared. As you said, when you get that wind chill, even around zero, below zero, it's never too early to be ready for any possible issues on the road, right?
Absolutely. I mean, batteries not even cranking over. Maybe you're at the store and then it won't start up again. What are you going to do? How long is that store open, right? Maybe you're stranded on the side of the road. So I still have a sleeping bag right now in my car just in case. It gets cold and dicey very fast because...
And jumper cables.
Jumper cables. That's a must.
I never go anywhere without my jumper cables in my car. Never.
Hey, did Greg Box send you that link to that battery jumper that you guys were talking about earlier? I was listening, and it sounded very interesting. And I'm thinking, Greg, put it in your show notes. Share it with everybody. Don't just share it with Brittany.
You know, I know, he did. And it's on sale. So here's the deal. Geez. I'll put it on my Facebook.
There you go.
Go to my Facebook. Get the charger with me. Let's go. Let's be prepared.
Very cool. What are the details here for the middle to end portion of the work week?
All right. So highs today will be hitting them early, crashing throughout the overnight, falling into the single digits. Very, very cold morning, blustery tomorrow, but it will be sunny. So the sunshine makes a return. We stay breezy tomorrow with highs in the mid-20s, feeling more like the teens. And for Friday, partly sunny, still cold out there, but not as breezy. Highs in the low 20s, and for Saturday, we start the warm-up. Partial sunshine, highs hit above freezing into the mid-30s, and then Sunday, another system heads our way, so out ahead of it, we're going to be warming up to 42 degrees on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies, rain starting by Sunday night, and you know what happens behind it. It flips to some snow for our Monday.
So Sunday in the 40s, and this happens to be the week the Packers are not at home. So,
Of course.
For those folks that want to get out there and at least not have to have 14 layers instead of just the 7 or 6 or whatever it may be. But,
oh, it's the frozen tundra. Come on now.
I know.
Did you see that Buffalo game and that Lake Effect snow?
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Back when I was younger, actually, though, the NFL never had cold weather games at night. But nowadays, it's like, we can make a little bit more money, so who cares?
That's right.
If they're going to freeze, who cares? As long as we have the visuals for everybody.
Look at those ratings.
I know you like it, but at the same time, I think it says a little something about where we are. But that's a whole different editorial comment that I will probably make at some point in the future. But nevertheless, Brittany Merlot, thank you again for the information. We will be bundled. We'll be ready for that wind and appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany. Have a good Wednesday.
You too. Bye, guys.
Right now, it is overcast, as Brittany said. We're at probably as high as we're going to be, 27 degrees. It's going to be heading down. Right now, the wind's not terrible. That's 9 miles per hour out of the west. The wind chill is 18. Dew point of 22. Relative humidity of 81%. Barometer at 29.55 inches and a visibility of 9 miles. We will come back after an information update. More to dig into with Mr. Bob Luck. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour. Sean Wright coming up from the Grand Theater. Ruling Gardner also coming up from the Good News Project in hour number 2 of the show. With Ian Welsh. And we'll talk to Ian later on because we got to get him on the winning track. He's 0-2 this week.
What? 0-2.
I know. It's a rough going here for Ian, but we'll be back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Feel it in the air. The wind is... You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, we'd love for you to join us. Give us a call or give us a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Again, if you have any thoughts on what's been going on at Channel 9 in terms of their changes or anything else that we're going to be talking about.
Or even if you're on the road right now and you're maybe coming up on some hazardous traffic thing.
Or you're in the ditch.
No, don't do you deuce the 911.
But I mean, call us first and then not. No.
This is, no,
you're exactly right.
I just came onto this road here and it was all backed up. Yeah, we'd be happy to pass the word. That's what we're here for. That's what local radio is supposed to be.
Yep, watching the folks drive right past us here in downtown Wausau, and it's great to be here.
The guy who was telling him we were number one. Did you see that? Used the wrong finger, though.
The fact I'm going to say love us. Hey, at least they're listening, right? You know, if they love us or hate us, long as they're listening. Bob Luck, Chad Holmes, Ian Welsh with us as we continue. Hey, what's on your mind? I guess I got a couple. I got a couple things. But I always love when you come in once every 2 weeks. I don't want to, I started the topics. Is there anything that's caught your attention news-wise that you kind of want to delve into a little bit?
Well, the Giving Tuesday, yesterday, I was kind of doing my thing that I've done, year in and year out. visiting some of my, you know, favorite, you know, places to, you know, make donations and that. But the one thing that I've noticed, again, I talked about people not even knowing who their neighbors are and how that has changed with these things, with these phones, where, you know, you go into a local area bar or restaurant type of deal, and you go sit at the, and what was the old thing? You always have a chance to talk to the bartender. Hey, how's it going? Hey, what's new with you? Hey, hell, I do. Nothing. Everyone's got one of these in their hands. And it's,
Cheers would be a lot different these days.
Could you imagine a remake of Cheers on television? Everybody. Yeah, there would be no script. You'd have a dozen people sitting around the bar with their smartphones.
Nobody
in front
would
of their
notice
faces.
Norm coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah. Norm would walk in and
nobody would notice.
And it'd be just some heads would look up and go, you know, and that would be it. That to me just scares the life out of me. And in fact, I got into a discussion with a friend of mine from out of state. Good friend, and he says, you know, you can always call me, texting me, you know, and text me, you know, a little commentary, and he wants to develop a back and forth writing back, and I don't like to do that because it's time consuming and that. Mm-hmm. I says, you know, we can get this a lot done quicker if we would just pick up the phone. I'll call you, and we can just chat for about 10 minutes, and we'll have it all covered. And he goes, no, I prefer to text. And I go, no, I don't like to text because you cannot sense my either sarcasm or if I say something, you know, a little off color and you don't realize it's humorous.
Right.
It's supposed to be humorous. And you think that I'm calling you that.
In words, it looks a lot different, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yeah. It's not, comedy is not. When you write it down, it's a lot different when you write comedy.
Well, that's why emojis were invented, for the texting people, so that they could actually express emojis.
Right.
But I don't want to say LOL.
Yeah.
You don't need to add
WTF.
That.
WTF.
Yeah. Exactly. You know?
It's like, come on now.
If you just a text on your phone, there's no emotions. They invented those little emojis with the smiley faces and the symbols of the fruit, which are, by the way, have been taken the wrong way. And it's just pictures of fruit. It doesn't have a hidden meaning.
I don't want to dig into my phone for an emoji.
Here's my emoji. I'm mad.
There you go.
You can make that point really, really quick by an audible message saying,
I'm mad.
I mean, if you post on Facebook, they have like the like, love, ha-ha.
Ian, you are so deep into this rabbit hole right now.
It's
like, just make a conversation.
I know what you're meaning. Exactly. But the point of it is, instead of having our communication go through hitting, our whole self-worth is involved in, when we put something on there, how many likes are we going to get? I mean, gee whiz.
Well, yeah. When I make a comment or something on, it's usually an observation of something. For instance, I had a little go through like fast food. Say, I won't name the deal. I think you may have seen.
Yes, I did see that. Yes,
but
I did.
It was just one of those things where it just hit me at the wrong time because I just wanted something really quick. You know, I went through a drive-through at a fast food, you know, just to grab something before the end of the day. And it was like, they weren't busy. It wasn't like a swamp of people. And I get the bag. And of course, they just hand you the bag and you're in line. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to sit there and like stop.
Right.
And you look through the bag. You assume, because it's written on the bag, what's supposed to be in there. Aha. You get over to your house and you open up the bag. And what you ordered and what's on that list on the side of the bag is not what's inside the bag. And where do I have to, you know, burn off my vent? If I call the place, which I did, but of course there was an answer, and then all you heard was background noise because somebody answered the phone, but they probably put it down because they were working. They didn't have time to talk on the phone. So I went to my next thing, putting a comment on Facebook.
I got to say, because I've noticed that you enjoy to, you know, when something doesn't reach a certain expected level, you'll make that posting. I got to ask you, because you said you called that fast food restaurant.
Yes, I did.
I saw recently that you had mentioned another radio station here in this area that does Badger sport. I think it was for football,
Football, and basketball, hockey.
But the problem is, if you tried to call them, You just get a phone that rings. There's nobody there. Again, it's like going back to what we talked about.
It used to be
somebody who would be there to pick up the phone.
Yeah, even in my working days in Madison when I was working for a station, they had six stations there, WIBA, WTSO, yeah. and all that in Madison. And I would work shifts, and I would be the sole person. There were six stations in this building.
Yeah.
Not that a single person can, monitor all six stations, but, when you go out of the studio for a moment, you can hear the other stations. Well, all of a sudden you hear, it's off the mm-hmm. satellite, 2 hours before the next show, and that's going on air. I would then have to go try to troubleshoot that yep. stuff. But I hear that so often. And I hear that where a station is carrying a major college team, Wisconsin Badgers, and the volume is so low you can't even hear the play-by-play. And then when the local commercial breaks, boom! And it's like...
Because you have your radio all the way buried.
Radio turned up to try to hear. And I'm going... And it's not that it's a one-time deal. Right. This is like the second or third week. And I'm like...
And especially when they tout,
doesn't anyone listen?
They tout that this is big for them, that they yeah. are the Badger station. Hey, right. You want the Badgers? You come to us.
I'm not saying,
perfect, but at the same time, it's like, hey, have somebody
but
at least
But you're going on 3 weeks
it.
With this? No, mistakes and that. And
I know it's a tough season, but gee whiz.
Yeah. I know your coach's name is Fickle, but you don't have to be.
Something else I want to say. Let's go on, because I want to get your opinion, because all yesterday... Right. I think it was yesterday, where the Democrats announced Chuck Schumer is back as the majority leader. And I just shook my head. And I just shook my head because, again, I just find, I should probably shouldn't say this, but I find way too many of the Democrats just spineless. The way that they are responding to the pardon and everything else. I don't have a great deal of confidence going into January 20th of 2025 that we got the people that are going to be able to do what's necessary against this incoming administration. Well, am I wrong on this?
Well, here's the question I throw at you from a different angle.
Okay.
Who would you go with?
I'm going to dig into that because I really am.
But charge.
But, I mean, Chuck Schumer's been there for multiple terms. Well, and the guy, every time he gets in front of the microphone, I do not have any confidence at all. He comes across as one of those normal slick politicians that knows how to get along. And I guarantee you that he is probably one of the guys that probably raises as much money as anybody. Well, and I'm so tired of that being the ultimate bar to go over to have leadership in this country, as I get very annoyed by that.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's also not a kind of a flamethrower type of a guy, and that.
What does Chuck Schumer accomplish, though?
Well,
nothing.
Well,
maybe I'm being unfair.
Right now, you're asking me a question
you gave me the question. I didn't have the research, but I'm throwing it out there that, I mean, I guess the bottom line is it comes across as, well, we're just going to keep on keeping on, and this is not a time to keep on keeping on.
Also, the Democratic caucus is really a balancing act to try to keep all the places in place. When you have the same party that has, in the Congress, AOC, and then, of course, even though he's not a Democrat, right. Bernie Sanders, who caucuses with the Democrats, right. And then, then you had Joe Manchin, who was sitting there. And you talk about a wide berth. Whereas,
you're right.
it really is a juggling act to try to keep them in line to at least have a solid front of resistance.
And you look at just in the last month, in the aftermath of the election, you'll have people that say that the Democrats were too far to the left, and they'll have people that say they were too far to the center or the right, and they were running with Liz Cheney. So there's not even an agreement on what the messaging was in the last election. So you're exactly right that there's a lot of different perspectives on it. But I guess I just feel like something has to be a little different.
There was a gain in the House in the seats, not many, but a few.
And it puts the Republicans in a very difficult spot, yeah. 220 to 215, and you think that the Democrats have been fractured. I think the House Republicans have been. I mean, we've seen it in terms of trying to get a speaker. I think there's still that fracture within that Republican caucus, even though it might be a little bit more comedy, now that Matt Gaetz is not in that party anymore.
Well, Let's first of all just put Matt Gaetz in the out pile already.
Which is a nice thing.
His thing is done. If Trump wants to put in people for going through the system and the checks and balances, well, let's do it. Let's see. And then if someone gets a position terribly, does a terrible job, creates a big, huspa of a thing that this country's got to deal with, well, then the party that put them there will be in the short hairs, of what's coming up in two years.
There's one thing about this country that I think we've all come to realize that in some ways, it almost, you talked about, if it goes terribly sideways, it feels like half the time or even more than half the time you can be doing good things, but as long as you're doing something, sometimes you get penalized for it. I mean, Barack Obama passes health care for many people and you get an electoral bloodbath in 2 years after that. It feels like this country, I think.
Right now, the ACA is probably the most popular government program that's going, right? Probably more popular than Social Security and Medicare, because this gave people who were not old enough to be under Medicare, at least, I think I've given this story on the air before, but when I lost my health care, with the loss of my wife, then I had less than 2 weeks to find something comparable or something affordable. And thank goodness this thing was passed that I could go that way, because if I would have had to go at it solo, I would have had to roll the dice and just hopefully not get sick, because I would have been on the outside looking in.
I was the same boat. Until the ACA, I never had health care.
See?
I never did. And fortunately, I did 4 years ago when I was in the hospital twice for about a week and a half total. Mm. I would have been paying that off for the rest of my life.
Correct.
I had a bill, but I was able to pay off my bill ultimately because of the ACA. And that'll be an interesting thing to see, because Donald Trump and his allies still talk about that as being a
Pokemon. Oh, we want to get rid of it. What are you going to replace it with?
I know, but I'm curious to see if they're going to touch that, because there's got to be some political reality. As you said, it is more popular than it's ever been, and it just gets more and more popular. Mm. We'll come back. More with Bob Look coming up. One more segment to go.
We're going to talk sports.
Yes, we are. We're going to loosen it up a little bit. I won't get as all gung-ho.
Well, the policeman just drove by. How you doing?
Back in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad, home show 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 8:52 on this Wednesday morning, hump day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend. Very busy time. A lot of sports going on. It's very busy in terms of the high schools, and I know Bob is busy with Badger hockey and the like. I want to ask you, last week, obviously, the end of the football season, earliest for the first time in 22 years or so. What's your take on where Wisconsin is on the football side? I mean, you've been around this for such a long time. And obviously, it's not where Wisconsin wanted to be after, they brought in Luke Fickell. What's your overall take in terms of Fickell and the program and how much patience there should be?
Well, I can only just report with what I feel when I get down there, because I, deal with enough of the athletic department that you get a real read in things. And the athletic department right now is kind of, it's all right, sit back and let's see what happens, because we have the portal program and had a couple of Badgers who are going into the portal program to get out. Who they're going to be able to pick out of the portal program to help the team, you know, get straightened out. it's going to be very tenuous for Coach Fickell coming up next season. And if something comes up that the athletic department says is a real step up, they might pull a trigger, but I don't think so. I think the chances of that happen is like 5% here over the season. They'll see what is happening for next year, keep an eye on things, give the guy, you know, his chance. I think there's going to be some hard decisions that Coach Fickell's going to have to make as far as getting an offensive coordinator and also which direction they want to go. The one thing that I've also been seeing a lot of is anonymous Wisconsin high school football coaches with comments about, you know, back when Barry Alvarez first came into the state, and I remember when he first came into state, he went to and contacted virtually every high school in the state of Wisconsin. Hey, I'm Coach Barry Alvarez from University of Wisconsin at Madison. Just want to, you know, keep us in mind, and if there's anything I can do to help you guys out, you know, by all means, but we really want to keep our eyes on Wisconsin is so that the best football players we have in the state of Wisconsin stay at Wisconsin. That changed the whole way that the university and the Wisconsin high schools felt about one another.
The connection.
It was a connection. Yes. It was a great connection.
And not just with the high schools, but with the entire, I think, state, because people then knew, hey, this kid came from whatever school.
And Barry Alvarez was smart enough to be being a former lineman himself, kind of realizing that Wisconsin has a lot of good linemen.
And if you're somebody who gets the athletic like I do, there's actually a story right on that this week.
Okay.
Jesse Temple, who writes on the Badgers in the Athletic, had a story. He talked to like 9 different high school football coaches anonymously.
Oh. Okay.
And all veteran coaches. And some of them said, hey, yes, the Fickell staff is doing a good job. But there's a couple that said, yeah, he came in real fast, but it feels like we're an afterthought now. It was a real mixed bag. And it was a little concerning. But you're right. I mean, I think you see it on the field a little bit, too. I just think that some of those Wisconsin kids, and I'm not saying that, you know, it was that these guys that are out there now don't have
passion. They're trying.
They are certainly trying. But I do think that that connection with the state and with the people of the state does add something.
Well, that's one thing that I've been a big advocate, especially in the Badger hockey program, is for local or statewide talent, I shouldn't say local, but the statewide talent, you know, get the benefit of the doubt as far as having an invite to, you know, to be on the roster as
preferred walk on,
whatever you want to describe it, and go that route, because when you put that jersey on, it says Wisconsin across the front, and you're from that state. I think that holds a lot of effort and a whole lot of mental, you know, like I'm going to do my darndest to be the best player I can be. Yeah, speaking of somebody local in that, this coming weekend for Wisconsin Badger hockey, they play host to Michigan State, who right now is the number one Division I college hockey college team, taking on the Badgers Friday night is the Michigan State,
which
was
unusual.
Down in the you know, not that long ago.
Michigan had been the team over there,
right? So you can see how things can change around with the portal programs and things of that nature. However, you know, the Badgers got them for games Friday night. They got the Teddy Toss, the big stuffed teddy bears that are going to be doing that. But on Saturday night, we're going to have a special recognition and celebration to Joe Pavelski.
Oh,
as he's fantastic. Going to be at the Kohl Center. And I was talking to my friends in Madison at the university, and I go, has anyone, put some press releases and that into up this part of the world?
Yeah.
Wausau, Stevens
You're
Point,
right.
And Wisconsin in general, outside of Madison and Milwaukee, because Joe Pavelski, resident of Plover and of course part of Stevens Point High School, he's going to be honored for his years playing in the NHL and playing for Team USA in Olympics, and also being a Badger at the championship year 2006. So,
I was at Ice Hawks doing the Storm game last week down in Stevens Point, and they have these banners. They have actually banners of Pavelski and Cole Caulfield in each of their levels,
yes,
going back from when they were a youth player, when they were at Stevens Point, with their junior teams, Wisconsin, the Olympic teams, the NHL teams.
And
very
people,
proud.
People, I'm telling you right now, plenty of tickets are available. You contact University Ticket Office, you'll get that all done, and you can be on your phone, and you can just show up at the Kohl Center and join us.
Thank you, Bob.
Ciao, baby.
We'll be back. Hour two next here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.